Ah, yes, the sweet sounds of romantic traffic. Let's see, getting home from high school, making a peanut butter and jam sandwich, watching Much Music, and this video daily. So this is a real honor to do this interview. Of course, it's with none other than The Spoons. They were a new wave band formed way back in 1979 in Burlington, Ontario. And between 1982 and 1989, recorded a number of Canadian hits. The two founding members are still Gordon Depp and Sandy Horn. The two of them played at the Warehouse recently for a show. And a little unknown fact, I think, in 1981, they released an album called Stick Figure Neighborhood. There you go, a little bit of a quiz. 1981, Stick Figure Neighborhood by The Spoons came out. And in 1982, Arias and Symphonies broke the band with three top 40 hits. Back in the day, they opened for bands such as The Culture Club, The Police, and Simple Minds. And in 1983, the album Talkback was produced by none other than Nile Rodgers. How did their songs chart? Well, the highest charting hit that they had was Arias and Symphonies at number 18, Old Emotions at number 28, and surprisingly, I thought this would have charted higher, Nova Heart at number 40 on the Canadian Hot 100. And real excited. This interview, by the way, ran for the BS Live Rock Show on Your TV Ontario, so it has been on TV. This is a shorter edited version here for the SCN Podcast Show. I hope you enjoy it. It's right here on Music Life Magazine. Gord Depp and Sandy Horn, The Spoons.
Welcome to the Shane Christopher Neal Podcast. Shane's a TV and radio personality, international event host, A&R label rep, co-founder of BS Live Rocks Entertainment Group, an all-around epic guy. This podcast is sponsored by Music Life Magazine. Check out all Shane's podcasts at musiclifemagazine.net. So much to talk about with so little time. Here's your host, Shane Christopher Neal.
And I would see Romantic Traffic. So that's where I first fell in love with you guys, because you guys were amazing. And I want to talk about, back to speaking of the 80s, 1982, live at the Elma Combo. You play a song called Arias and Symphonies. And yet you sing it, Arias and Symphonies. And do you know that, and do you know why? Because I listened to it with Sean Spensley, who's here in the room, and I pointed out that he sings the song different than the title of the song. Did you know that that happened?
Wait, first? I do that, sing it now or on the album?
No, on the 1982, live at the Elma Combo. That's what it says.
I think I probably corrected myself in the meantime, right?
Because you introduced it, Arias and Symphonies, and you sang it, Arias. Yes. Arias.
You know, I'll have to go back and listen to that.
See?
Yeah. I think that was an oops at the time because we're singing Arias now.
Right, but the whole time you sang the song, you sang, right?
I used to sing, and I sleep in your overalls too. You know?
And when you couldn't
those
find the words,
oceans.
The do's, you know, I mean. Yeah. Good to see you guys. Great to see things are happening for yourselves and the people like Platinum Blonde, Glass Tiger, all these 80s bands. Why do you think there's such a resurgence back for popular demand for your music?
It's not just a recent thing. It's been building since the mid-90s. You know, when I thought 80s over, you know, at the end of the 80s when grunge came in, I thought that was it. Forever and ever. I was wrong. As early as 95, I think. I don't know, tour all of a sudden, what, the chances may come back. And I thought it would just be a bad note. So steadily it's been growing. And I think it's just a generation people want to hold on to. You know, that was like no other, you know, right, when it right down television, film, fashion, and everything about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of younger kids now that come up to the shows and they just like
old. Dressed like the 80s, right?
Dressing like the 80s.
You're talking about me because I'm trying to get
old. Are you?
I am close to 50. So, Much Music was, we talked about that at the beginning here, such a big part of your success, right? I mean, all the videos that would play to all the people in high school like myself. Maybe speak to that. And today, if you're an artist just starting out, what that's like, because you don't have that.
The videos aren't so important anymore.
No, right.
But, and Romantic Traffic was on the very first episode of Much Music.
Right.
That's we caught it at the right time. Nova Heart was on the show, what was the show before?
Chum FM Countdown.
Yes.
Oh, the new music.
With, the new music, yeah.
G.D. Becker and yep. J.D. Roberts.
And then Chum Countdown.
Yeah.
But Nova Heart was on the first one. I think we were on there with Rush and somebody else. Yeah, like overnight everybody knew who we were. That never was possible before video, right? You had to like tour the country and like overnight, yeah. Like, especially like a band with a girl on a swing and a,
right.
an orb, you know, like yeah, we were a little different than most rock videos, so.
You guys play Nova Heart, probably as your last song or close to it. And
we
I don't
two
know.
Versions, two versions.
Oh, you do? Okay. So to me, that is your biggest hit. But yet when I look at the Canadian charts, Arias and Symphonies was your biggest hit, I think, at 18, where Nova Heart, I think, made it to number 40 on the Canadian countdown. Are you surprised? I'm telling you, I know new yeah. information, but I'm letting
you. But if you look at like radio play, I think maybe Romantic Traffic is even yeah. higher up, you know, or Old Emotions. So there's a bunch. But
Nova Heart is recognized as like a staple song in the music industry.
Great.
Top 150.
So you worked with Nile Rodgers as well. So I want you to speak of that because I've met Nile and just an interesting guy, and he's created so much success for so many people. So what did it mean for you guys to work with him back then?
Well, you know, we really didn't want to when it first came around because we were working with all these British guys like John Bonte, who'd done Roxy music yeah. in Japan, the kind of music that we like. So all of a sudden, Records is going, not Rodgers, what? Like, he did like Chic and Donna Summers, but then he did the Bowie album. So,
right.
You know, and we went
maybe
down.
He's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. This could work.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, it ended up being one of the better things we did in our right. careers. It really opened up a whole new world direction that, because you have, just think of this, like when we signed to A&M Records, you know, we used to be Canadian, like, you know, everything before they thought was too weird for America.
Right.
Even when, even Manny Traffic did that. People in Canada kind of like super mainstream.
Right.
The marriage was like, it's still kind of weird, you know? It's like, you know? So the market was so different. So yeah. Nile helped us to sort of become more mainstream and more pop.
So you have a new song out that you can buy on your website called Beautiful Trap. So
yeah, it's free.
It's free. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I meant it's free. I thought I got a special privilege, yeah. but I guess it's free to everybody.
Yeah, it's not just you.
Sorry. It's free. So speak to that. You just wrote the one song, or you've been writing a bunch of? Okay, so
that's the teaser.
Okay. So what's coming then?
A whole recording of an album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got like nine almost done. We have 4 or 5 done.
Done.
A bunch of other ones.
So when's it coming out?
Who knows?
We're shooting for. Now.
If soundcheck today was any indication of how long things take, it could be like 2023.
Well, we originally started, we were going to just do a couple of songs and just release them because that's what we're
yeah, that's what we're doing, yeah.
And then more and more kept coming, and now we're up to 9, so I think we're waiting to complete it. So it could be spring, summer, fall. Who knows? It's coming.
Well, you know, the album, as we know, has changed, right? Like, we have considered we do bother making hard copies anymore.
Right.
We sell them in gigs.
Yeah.
But there's no record stores anymore. Are there?
Yeah, very few.
And vinyl is up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, huge. So we want to put it on vinyl.
You know what? I'm so privileged to do this. You guys are awesome. I wish I could stay for the show tonight, but
you gotta leave.
I know. Maybe next time.
Go.
I know. Way to go, Shane.
Yes.
Yeah. So make sure tonight. Can you? he's gonna sing it wrong tonight on purpose.
You know what? I think we were trying to break into country music station. Harry, yes.
And okay, I gotta tell you a story though. Okay. Back when Arias and Symphonies first came out, we used to have backstage passes that said "Access all Arias."
I get it now. Very good.
This fan came up and goes, "Excuse me, but you spelled Arias."
There you go.
Gord Depp, Sandy Horton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, BS Live Rocks, your TV Niagara.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Visit Shane on Facebook at Shane C. Neal Media Personality. On Instagram at ShaneCNeal.com.